Okay. Yeah, we're recording. Can you introduce yourself? Actually, wait. Oh, let me do an intro thing. Usually I would do this all in post-production while I'm editing and create little narration bits to splice this all together, but I don't have time for that crap anymore, so I'll just do it now. Hi, this is Christina. Welcome back. I sat outside of that gaming cafe for about 4 hours, and it turns out most people didn't think I was selling a New Age religion. They thought I was selling pharmaceuticals, or maybe just illegal drugs, I don't know. But sooner or later, a guy did come up and talk to me, claiming to know about Mirandas. And I wasn't sure I could trust him, but he passed the main test. He walked around the corner, waited for a few seconds, and walked back. He remembered me. So, maybe you're a scary lunatic, Mr. Mysterious Stranger Man, but, you're also my best friend right now.
Thank you.
Just to set the stage a little here, since there is no video feed.
And never will be.
Yes, he was, very clear about that. I can record his voice, but no video, no photos, and he won't even tell me his name. But is it okay if I describe you?
No.
I mean, just your clothes. You're dressed very uniquely.
Fine. But we need to be quick.
I know, and I'm sorry. I need to record all of this because it's the only record I have that I exist.
I know, and I sympathize. Go for it.
Okay, so he's an older guy, maybe mid-40s, dressed in like a, well, I don't know how you would describe it, but I'd call it a homeless jester cosplay.
This is breeches, a tunic, and a doublet, and hose, technically, but they're more whole than fabric these days.
And if it's not too much, I'd also like to add that you're not exactly, I mean... not who I would expect to be living in Little Tokyo. I'm sorry, is that racist?
Frankly, yes. But you are correct. I am not Asian. I actually live a few streets over, in Central City East.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
It's Skid Row. I'm not currently homeless, but I've spent a lot of time that way. For reasons I'm sure you can understand.
No one can remember you.
For a long time, no. But most people can these days. Mirandas wears off, like I told you.
Wait, so you are the one who sent the message?
I am. I was hoping you could help to bring him down. But obviously that's not going to happen anymore.
Why not?
What do you think? You're lost now. You can't convince anyone of anything.
I convinced you.
Because I have the same stupid curse. Why do you think I haven't stopped him all these years? You think I haven't tried? Master Marmahan has been
very... I'm sorry, what?
What?
I mean, who? Master Mammogram?
Marmahan. That's his name. Or really, it's just a title. Just like the Hollywood killer is a title. We don't need to get into it.
I'd kind of like to get
it. It won't matter because you don't matter. No offense. I just mean you don't matter anymore.
How does that make it not offensive?
What I mean is that you no longer matter to this case. I've spent decades trying to stop Marmahan, trying to bring him down, or get him arrested, or even just kill him. But I can't. He's too powerful. And then you came along with all the right clues and a huge national audience, and I thought that might be enough to get something done. But now, you're nothing. Again, no offense, but everything I thought you could do for me is out the window now.
Everything you thought I could do for you?
I have been trying to stop a supernatural serial killer for nearly 30 years. Forgive me if I'm not perfectly polite.
Fine. But there's gotta be something we can still do together, right? Even if no one else believes us.
He's too powerful.
You keep saying that, but what does that mean?
It means he can't be stopped.
Of course he can be stopped. He's not a witch in a fairy tale. We literally maced him and he ran away.
You maced him. And what did that accomplish? He got away and nobody remembers or cares.
But I mean, like we heard him. Which means at the very least that we know he can be hurt, supernatural or not. What if we had like a taser or something?
Taser?
Yeah, we could have gotten a confession and kept him there until the police showed up.
And then the police would take him, lose sight of him for a few seconds, and instantly forget why he was in there.
Yeah, but he'd be in a cell by them. They'll have checked him in and done some paperwork and taken his mugshots and everything.
He won't even get that far. They'll lose him before they ever check him in, as soon as he asks to use the restroom. You've already used the restroom trick, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay, but, I mean, we could shoot him.
Do you really want to kill somebody?
No, but if it means saving another 42 people he doesn't kill...
He's killed far more than 42 people.
That's my whole point!
Your point is worthless. Your point is that he has to be stopped. Which, duh, of course he has to be stopped. Hurricanes have to be stopped, too. That doesn't mean we can shoot them in the face.
He's a person, not a force of nature.
He's not a person. Okay?
Okay.
If there's anything you need to understand about Malmahan, it's that he is not a person. He looks like one, and sometimes he can act like one, poorly. But he's not real. He's not human. He's not understandable. He's not categorizable. He's a monster, created purely for evil. And the instant you start thinking of him as a person is the instant he beats you.
You almost sound like you admire him.
I have a healthy respect for the threat he represents. That's not the same thing as respect for him.
So if you're not going to help me, why are you talking to me? What are we doing here?
I'm sorry about what's happened to you. I can't help you with Malmahan any more than you can help me, but I figured I owed you that. At least...
Owed me what? That weak-ass apology? You haven't told me what's going on, or how to deal with it, or how to reverse it, or anything I can actually use.
If I knew how to reverse it, do you think I'd be living like this? I've lost my home. I've lost my family. I've lost everything I ever had. You've been cursed for 2 days, not even 2 full days. And I'm supposed to drop my whole life to help with yours? You want something you can use? Bus station showers, homeless shelter meal lines. If you really want to go all in, start stealing stuff. This is only a curse if you try to stay good. Malmahan himself is the best example of that. You can't have friends or a family or a life, but you can have literally anything else in the whole entire world.
I'm not going to become a criminal.
Then I'm you in 30 years, dressed in rags, living on the street, telling the next poor idiot about the curse you couldn't deal with.
At least tell me what causes it. Is it the music box? How can a music box do this?
I told you, it's Miranda's.
But what is Miranda's?
Take it easy. Just because they'll forget us when we leave doesn't mean they won't throw us out first. You good?
Obviously not.
And if there's anything I could do about that, I would. So, let's see here. Okay, if I told you everything, you'd call me a liar. So let me tell you the little small part that might help you.
I want to know everything.
Too bad. You get what I give you. And you stay out of my way. Mirandis is the music box.
What? Are you telling me I have Mirandis in my shoulder bag?
You have it with you?
Yeah, it's right here.
Will you look at that? The patterns on it. I'm sorry, I just... It's been so long, you know?
You've seen it before?
Yes, of course. And, I kind of thought I'd never see it again, you know? Or anything like it.
You seem really affected by it.
It's just a reminder of better days. May I touch it?
You're already cursed, so... Go crazy.
Oh, this is Miranda's. I know it sounds crazy, but this music box is so fundamentally alien to the natural order of the world that the world rejects it.
So it's aliens now?
Oh, I don't mean space aliens. I mean foreign, different, unnatural in a way that's completely incompatible with human experience. It's not so much that they can't understand it, as they simply can't interface with it. So they don't. And now you've got it on you, so to speak. So they can't interface with you either. Play that music box right now, and everyone would hear it. But the instant the song ends, they'd forget every note. Maybe even everything that happened while it was playing.
But then eventually they'd remember it, right? Because it wears off?
Sure, if you're willing to wait. Malmahan killed people for 30 years before the world started to slowly remember his victims. And maybe that will continue. Maybe people will remember clues. Maybe they'll even start to remember him. But you won't be a part of that. And any victory the world eventually has over him, they won't remember you.
So what happened last time?
Last time?
I was investigating this same thing last year. Leona McPherson, memory drugs, the whole thing. I never put it online like I'm doing now, but I found the files on my computer. I recorded hours of research and interviews and everything else, and I don't remember any of it. Neither does anybody else I talked to.
Mirandis doesn't want to stay in people's brains. It's like oil and water. You can mix them if you try, but once you stop stirring, they'll separate out again. You got too close to Malmahan, and that Mirandis effect kicked in and wiped your memory.
So did I touch the music box last year too?
I mean, yes, of course. Or you got near it. Well, you heard it.
But the other people in the cafe heard it and didn't lose their memories.
Because Miranda's wears off. It's been here for so long.
But been where for so long? Where did it come from?
The music causes the memory loss. This is what I've been saying.
That's not what you've been saying at all. You said it was the music box itself.
It's both.
What aren't you telling me?
This interview is over.
Hey, give that back!
Let go!
It's mine, and you're weird, and I think you're lying to me!
I said let go!
Give it back or I'll break it!
No!
It's the only way to be safe, right?
It's a work of art! It's sacred!
This got me once, it got me twice. It's gotten who knows how many other people. And if the Hollywood killer gets hold of it, he can start killing everyone again. It's better for everyone if I destroy it right now.
It will make the curse permanent.
What?
Destroy it, and it can never wear off. Neither you nor any of Malmahan's undiscovered victims will ever be remembered again. Take it if you want. It's more important that it survive than that I get to be the one to keep it.
I...
Promise me you'll keep it safe.
I promise. I won't break it.
Good. Good luck.
Bye. So that was not as helpful as I had hoped. Mysterious stranger man turned out to be crazy. Maybe unhelpfully nihilistic at the very least. I certainly don't want to believe that I'm stuck being forgotten for the next 30 years, but he was, and the Hollywood killer was. I also don't want to believe that it's caused by a magical artifact, but it's hard to refute the evidence. I know that touching the music box did something to me, but I also know that Zoran was lying about something. Who knows what? And Sophie and I were already suspecting magic, or I guess I was suspecting magic for a while now. fact, I don't want to sound like a woo-woo wingnut crazy person, but I can't deny it anymore. I'm in my very own episode of Doctor Who, except I don't have a doctor to bail me out. I kind of had hopes for Mysterious Stranger Man, but, well, you all saw how that went. He wasn't the doctor. He was the weird old guy right before the second commercial who warns the doctor about monsters and then gets eaten by one. Which I guess makes me the doctor. Which sucks for everyone because I am not nearly as smart or clever or experienced enough to get out of this problem. The only way to learn what's really going on is to try this music box on somebody, but I absolutely don't dare. It's just a giant mess, start to finish. So I took a bus to San Dimas. Yes, it's the place from Bill and Ted. That's our only claim to fame, so that's what people ask about. I've never even seen the movie, but anyway. I didn't even pay for the bus. I just got on and said, 1 second, and sat down. And the driver forgot I was there. It's not a bad trip. It's like an hour. And now, here I am, trudging along, headed home. There's nobody there, obviously. Dad died 2 years ago. I left town a year before that, not counting, like, Christmases and stuff. I'm sure some of the neighbors are still around, I guess, but I was never really close to them, and they're not going to remember me anyway, maybe even without this stupid Mirandis thing. But I wanted to see it, you know? I wanted to get here and see it and feel... well, as at home as it's possible to feel for a place you haven't lived in 3 years, with no people in it. I don't have anywhere to go and nobody to talk to except for a bunch of podcast listeners I've never met who don't remember subscribing to my show. So I'm going to the only place I can think of that might make me feel less alone in the world. Fat chance, I know, but here we are. This is my old neighborhood. I'm walking through it now. You can't see it, so I don't know why I'm describing it to you. Everything's flat. Flat streets between flat lawns in front of flat houses. Well, slightly peaked houses, but they're only one story. Two-story houses are for fancy people, and San Dimas is anything but. I think most people who think about Los Angeles imagine freeways and benches and palm trees and stuff. Big houses on cliffs where billionaires throw parties for movie stars. My Los Angeles is out here in the desert. With cracked pavement and brown grass and whatever those trees are called. Sycamores, I don't know, all twisty and weird. The smell here is so familiar I could melt. This is where I grew up. This is my actual street. It was a long walk from the bus stop, but I made it. That's where the crazy guy lived. That's where the meth house got busted. I can't remember who moved in, maybe nobody. That one is where my best friend lived from 4th to 9th grade, but she moved to Phoenix or something. And that one there is mine. You can't see it, but it's nice. All the houses here have big, giant garages out front with the house park tucked in the back. Ours is white, and I guess most of them are white or beige. Whoever bought the place from Dad didn't paint it, so it's still just white. This is what I have. This is my legacy. Faded white paint in an old desert suburb. Huh?
I said they're not home.
That's Mr. Spencer. Old guy across the street from us. I kind of figured he'd be dead by now, but there he is. Hello, Mr. Spencer. Let's go say hi.
I said there's nobody home there. Are you looking for the Walshes?
I thought somebody bought that place.
Oh, you're right. I forget. Walshes haven't lived there for 2 years. It's the, I don't know who lives there now.
How are you doing, Mr. Spencer?
I'm fine. Do I know you?
Yeah, but don't worry about it. It's been a while.
It's not the years, miss. It's the old-timer's disease.
Alzheimer's?
Oh, old-timer's, I call it. Gets right in and wipes your brain clean, like a mop. I know my wife most of the time, and I know my kids, but they never come to visit me anymore.
I remember your kids coming home for Christmas.
Did they?
Yeah, a couple of times. But I was super young.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Hoo-wee! When I was 22, this wasn't even a city yet. Just ranches and farms, or orchards, I guess. Oranges mostly, some almonds. Did you know this used to be Sun-Kissed Country?
Still is.
Oh, I mean the company. Sun-Kissed Orange Juice and Soda Pop.
I do think you told me that, yeah.
How do I know you?
I'm one of the Walshes.
No. You're much too young to be one of them. Maybe the reporter?
You're thinking of my mom. I'm Christina, the daughter.
I don't remember them having a daughter. But I don't remember most things these days, so I suppose anything is possible.
How do you do it?
Do what?
How do you stay so cheerful with no... when your memory goes out like that? When the world in your head and the world all around you doesn't match?
Well, I used to get very upset. Or at least assume I did. I feel like I must have. But sooner or later, I realize that it doesn't matter what I remember about you. It only matters how I feel about you now. And since I don't remember anything, and I can feel any way I want, I may as well feel happy to see you.
That's really sweet, actually.
I suppose it is, but I'm not trying to be sweet. I'm just trying to get by. I could rail at the world, but it wouldn't change anything. And I wouldn't remember it anyway.
What if your situation was reversed? What if you could remember everything, but nobody could remember you? What would you do then?
Well, I'm 92 years old, kid. Nobody does remember me. My neighbors never visit. My children don't call. Live your life the way you want to live it, and to hell with everybody else. If they don't remember you, that's their loss.
That's easy for you to... Well, I guess it really isn't.
Never get old, kid. It's absolute hell. Well,
being young's not too fabulous either.
I suppose that's true. What'd you say your name was?
Christina Walsh. And it... somehow it hurts so much less when you forget me than when anyone else does.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Did I forget you?
Only my name.
Deborah Walsh.
That's my mother.
From across the street. Mm-hmm. That's your mother's?
Yeah.
You look like her. How come I never see you around? She'd want you to visit, you know.
She's fine. I see her all the time.
Well, that's good, at least. I never see my kids at all.
Do you remember my father?
Who?
Mike Walsh.
Mike? Of course I remember him.
Not a lot of people do.
He's quiet, I suppose. Keeps to himself.
A little too much, maybe.
Maybe. A certain amount of privacy is good for a man. For a woman. For anyone. We've all got things we want to keep to ourselves. Things we don't want to share. Things we don't dare to share. Things we maybe just don't think the rest of the world has any connection to. Things that are just ours, and ours alone. And they're not much, I guess, but they're enough.
Maybe. I guess so, but then what happens when the person goes and all that special stuff goes with him? Then what do?
A person is so much more than the things we know or the things we don't know. Your father has his secrets. But you don't love him for his secrets, right? You love him for the things he did and the things he said and the things he was. And some of those things maybe you don't know for sure. You don't know. But some of those things you do. And they're why you loved him. And they're why you'll always love him. And those things are never going to go away. Your father's a good man. And I'm sure you're a wonderful daughter.
Thank you. That was really... It was exactly what I needed to hear.
Just a rambling old fart.
Don't sell yourself short. This is the most normal conversation I've had in days.
Sounds like you need better friends.
Just to any friends at all. Which is basically impossible now that no one can remember me.
No one can remember you? Cute little thing like you.
No one.
Well, stick with me then. I can't remember anyone, so you won't be any different than anyone else.
You're immune to my curse.
Immune to you?
Holy crap.
What's wrong?
I'm immune to the curse. I mean the superpower. The Hollywood killer only has... one power left. No magic, no armies, no nothing. Just one power. No one can ever catch him because no one can remember him. But I can.
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about me going out to do something really stupid. Like, so stupid.
I don't like the sound of that.
Neither do I, believe me. But I think I can actually do it.
If you're gonna do something dangerous...
Oh, it's definitely dangerous. But Miranda swears off.
What does that mean?
It means I have a chance.